Thank you so much, BBS Radio. So here we are live on the air over the internet through BBS. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Everyone joining in today, it is January the 20th, 2021. Questions and answers with the Elohim. We all have the opportunity to put a question that comes to our mind on an email and send it to questions@intelligent-infinity.com. And we have our friends in Sedona, Winfrey and Terry Brown, Terry being the channel for the Elohim and Ra, Win being in charge of asking the questions to our sources from the Elohim and Ra, and your question will be asked if you submit it per email. I welcome the next caller. Please say name and location.
Joy in Squim, Washington.
All right, Joy. Welcome.
All right, Joy.
Hi. Hi, Joy.
Oh, hi.
Helen.
Yes.
The artist is David Ball, like a soccer ball. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Don in Northern Ohio, everybody.
Welcome,
Don.
Hi, Don.
Everybody.
And welcome, feel free to say your name and location.
It's Jane in Pennsylvania.
Welcome, Jane.
Hi,
everybody. Hi, Jane.
Did I miss anyone? If so, feel free to say your name and location. So, Helen, back to you. David Ball, and the song title is Riding with Private Malone.
Did you find it?
What's that?
I said, did you find it?
I found it here on my console. But if you go to YouTube, David Ball, Riding with Private Malone, it brings tears to your eyes. All right. Those folks that joined in online through BBS, thank you for being here. And as you can tell, this is a simulcast with a conference call. That's how it all started. And we wait for our beloved sister Terry Brown is here with us. We wait for Winfrey to show up. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please hear name and location.
Terry from Nevada.
Welcome, Hi, Terry from Nevada.
Terry.
Hello. Hi, everybody.
Wins in the background.
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hello.
Is it been alive? Teddy Brown, is it been alive? Is it been alive?
Oh, say hello, Wim.
No, no, come on, let's go.
Okay, yes, okay.
I hear him.
Yeah, he's alive and not kicking.
Alive and... alive and sassy.
I found it.
That's it? Yes, that's it.
Lady didn't know the year or even if it rained.
All right, yes, so Wednesday evening. We all can submit a question if you want to per email to questions@intelligent-infinity.com. And Win will go through those questions and ask all as long as you have time to our sources through our beloved sister Terry Brown. And if you're not aware of it, as we do every evening, 7 days a week, at 7 p.m., which is right after this show, we go to a conference call only, our daily whole planet healing, where we put worldly issues into the love light, and we all can join in. Now, welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Roger in Austin.
Senor Roger, welcome.
Roger.
Hi, Roger.
Hi, Roger. Hi. That's Cecil?
Yes.
Good to hear from you.
Thank you. Good to have you with us.
Thank you.
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Thank you for being here.
Would you like to say your name and location?
I welcome the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Dawn in Sedona.
Welcome, Dawn. How are you doing, honey?
I'm good.
Hi, Dawn.
Hi,
Dawn.
Hi, everybody.
It's Cecil.
Yes.
I see things that you don't see.
I'm sure you do.
Two more people tune in. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Dr. Art, Hampshire, well, Virginia.
Welcome,
hey, Dr.
Art.
Thank you.
Hi, Dr.
Art.
Thank you.
And another voice. Who's that?
Hi, everyone. This is Shirley from Ohio.
Yeah. Welcome, Shirley.
Hi, Shirley.
Hi, Shirley.
Hey, Shirley.
Hey, Doc.
Hey.
Hi, Wanda.
Hello.
Hey, Wanda.
I don't know how you did it, but that just sent me 3 messages in that song. Just the very first part. My husband owned a car just like that.
Oh, yeah?
The money part was absolutely phenomenal. And I'm
right.
Sitting here going, oh, my gosh.
Yes.
It's a message.
So now, good evening. So please say your name and location.
Yes, good evening. This is Hyatt from Columbus, Ohio.
Welcome, Hyatt.
Hi, Hyatt.
Hi, how are you guys?
Hi.
We're all good.
Hi, Hyatt.
Good. Hi.
We're not robots yet.
That's a good thing.
Hopefully one day.
We're all live people saying hello in other words.
Right.
I'm waiting for the point where we don't have to talk anymore.
I'm sorry, I'm talking to me. I'm so sorry. There is a big static from my end. I can't hear very well.
You're doing totally fine, Hyatt.
All right, thank you.
Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate your energy.
Thank you.
Did you just mean what I think you meant by that? Say
it again, Helen.
Did you just mean what I think you meant when you said, I'm waiting for the time we don't have to talk to each other?
What do you think you meant?
Telepathically.
You meant telepathically.
Yeah.
Right.
I've seen that all my life. I believed it all my life.
I knew you were going to say that, Heist.
Everything
you do is not true. I'm glad to pick up on that.
He's telling me my dream is true.
Every time you turn around, everything you do, they ask you, is this a robot? Are you a robot? And so when you come on the call and I'll say hello, I say, we're not robots.
Not robots.
We hear our dingbat.
That's good. I like that.
No robots allowed.
They couldn't survive in my brain.
Good evening. Welcome to the COVID call. Please say name and location.
Hi, hi. This is Joni in St. Louis.
Dear Joni, we welcome you.
Hi, Joni.
Hi. Thank you.
And for all those that have joined in online through BBS, we appreciate your presence. Be patient, as we all are over here. Well, actually, I'm not sure if I'm patient, but...
So we got one more minute before he's late.
Two more people join in. Welcome. Please say your names and locations.
It's Will in Sedona.
There he is.
Hey, Lynn.
Uh-huh.
Hi, Wynn.
Hi, Wynn.
Hey, Lynn.
Hey.
Will. We were all expecting you.
We had one more caller.
10 minutes ago. Good. Yeah, the other person wants to take the background. That's fine. We welcome you. Thank you for being here.
Let's get cracking.
Yes, let's get cracking.
Release the cracking.
Yeah, release the cracking.
What an interesting day.
That's one way to put it. Isn't exactly what I was thinking, but okay, I'll take that.
Well, you know what? I'm just reminding you, this is one life in an endless stream, and you're all doing a good job.
Yay!
Well, and what I want to share is that the future is still to come.
Yeah.
Right.
And it ain't over yet.
It ain't over yet. We're still alive.
Well, but what I'm saying is we're under military control now, but most of us don't know that.
Oh,
you know,
I'm
see,
good with that.
Cecil?
Yeah.
I've come to question everything.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. I don't believe anything anymore. Nothing. Yeah. I wait and see. Keep myself informed as to what is being said, but I wait and see what the actual reality is going to show.
Yep.
Well, it's a big game, and it's a big picture show, and they're just waiting for everybody to show their hand before they clamp down on them. You'll see. It'll be better. All better. More better.
It's better than the movie.
Some of you, this is Roger. Some of you had seen my comment on the email today. There's no rest for the wicked.
Yes. And the righteous doesn't need any.
I like Trump's parting comment today. He said, "I'll be seeing you soon."
You see his son, John Jr., in the little clip, the best yet to come.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It gives me hope. But hey, let's wait and see.
What about my popcorn yesterday? So I'm ready.
Good evening. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Lauren in Santa Rosa.
Hey, Lauren. Welcome.
Hi, Lauren. Hello, Lauren. Thank you. Hi.
Got the questions ready. Okay,
what's that?
Got the questions ready?
Yep.
All right. So here we go. I'm going to crack the crack.
Muted.
What is it?
Forgot the name of the month.
January 20th.
The recording has started.
This is January 20th, 2021. Welcome, everybody. We usually start a little late, but we're a couple minutes even later today because Terry and I went to happy hour. And, oh, my God, Nancy Pelosi sent me a question. There's still hope. Oh, no. She, you know what? She started it out saying, "This is my most important ask yet." Did you hear that, Terry?
This is my most important what?
This is my most important ask, in other words, question.
Yeah, yet. And you say it's about Nancy Pelosi or from Nancy Pelosi?
Yeah. But I think the next question is, will you send me money?
That's your question, right?
No. That's our question. You know, she's always raising money. I'm on the Democrat list and the Republican list because I like what they say. Okay.
Right.
Now, you know, Sarah, in where was she? She said 3 years ago, I asked a question about vaccines, and Terry said they are planning to check vaccine status in order to travel. Here you go. She was totally right. Blessings, Sarah. Oh, God. I finally have a woman that's totally right. It's true.
No, I wouldn't say I was totally right.
Well.
But neither are you.
No, I'm never
other
right.
People. Oh, come on.
I got it.
Did you turn them off already?
Yes.
Okay, just make sure they're off, okay? If you don't mind.
You say what? Make sure they're
off? Make sure they're off, because I just turned them on. Cause I didn't.
Okay, I'll double check. Okay, I got it.
You know, it's a good idea for you to tell me the tones are off when you do it, you know? Because otherwise, I don't know.
You got to have faith in me, man.
Well, I do, but you make mistakes.
I know, lots of them, lots of them.
All right. And Terry, you're not ready, right?
No, I'm not.
Good, I'm glad to hear it. Uh-huh. Scott, I got your question. Okay. We're calling in the light. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here. Any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and be transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources who are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. And we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
Yes. We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We take a moment and we adjust ourselves so that we are connected with each and every person on the line. We are not a monoral being that can only do one thing at a time, so we can connect with everybody. And we come directly to you. We don't come through the telephone line. That's where the voice comes from. We don't come through the computer. That's where the voice comes from. We tried that at the start when we were channeling on the air. We got lost in all of the cords and wires and transformers. So we said, heck with that, just come straight to you. And we connect, we are here for connection if you wish. And if you don't, that's fine. Some people, they come and listen to us for 5 years or so before they even say hello. If we ever say anything that doesn't make total sense to you or you can't use it, then disregard it. This is not for you AFP at time. Do you have questions?
Yes, we do. And this is from Mark in Ireland.
Hello, Mark.
I wish I could put on my Irish accent, but I don't have one. So, traditions throughout history talk about how to heal from past trauma and childhood trauma. Soul retrieval is one name for this. I have been working on this for years and feel I have more healing and learning to do. Tonight, I am asking for any insight into what I could do to create the most benevolent outcome, and I'm asking for assistance in my private quest. Blessings beyond measure. And let me just mention, Mark, that's a very good question. People sometimes don't ask questions enough about their own process. And this is a wonderfully valuable opportunity to get insight. So I turn it over to our sources.
Thank you. We take a look. Can we see that as you build up over lifetimes, areas of blockages, areas that don't change or aren't able to grow or to have energy flowing through them, and then it makes a blockage. And this is a prevention from you being the real you who you are, as you are reflecting some blockage or some stuck energy or some way of looking at something that didn't work out, and you have energy that is reflected back at you instead of to flow out. Once you can get rid of these things, maybe one at a time, or maybe even a group of things at a time, when you realize the place where it got stuck, the place of trauma, usually the place of confusion, where there were energies back and forth, problems with one solution in one direction or another solution, countering it, and it can't break loose. These are all things that tie up your attention and your energy and keep you from being the real you. So you are on the right track to clear these things up. When you are able to clear up the things that aren't yours, that you have taken on with valences, that you are trying to be like someone that you admire rather than who you really are. When you are able to be who you really are, then you don't have these stucknesses and things can flow, and you can rock and roll with the now, the circumstances. You can be in the present, and then you can be very appropriate in your actions and your thoughts, because you are connected with the now. You don't have some stuck solution or belief from the past that it isn't working or isn't serving you very well. So we hope that helps. We send you a burst of love light.
Let me ask a question. I have been processing my own self for many years, and I've noticed certain patterns in the processing. And yeah. One thing is the various engagements I have cause me to move into old patterns. And, I mean, not all engagements, but certain engagements with people. And when I identify that, I stop doing it, and it starts a clearing process for me. Because every time I go into an old pattern, it reinforces that pattern. And, you know, you all know how sometimes you talk to somebody and you get bored and you feel trapped in having to have a social conversation. And I'm not saying I would never do a social conversation, but usually I will just tell somebody, I don't want to talk about that, or ask me another question in some way. And it causes the conversation to get more creative. When it gets more creative, it gets out of the old patterns. And
yes, patterns, you have patterns because you have learned somewhere in the past that that particular pattern has served you well, or has gotten you through, or gets you by, or even to go into a creative state can get you into a breakthrough. So you can watch your patterns and you can evolve them and you can discard those that you see are like pulling back on something that is just social acceptable and gets you by, or evolve out of it. So this is very good to watch what's happening.
Mm-hmm. All right. Somebody is walking through my backyard with a flashlight.
Really?
I'm on the call right now. I'm on the...
To get it in the normal way, all I have to do is say, the
you're interrupting my call. We're channeling. Please... Yeah.
You left the lights on?
The light on the garage must be on. Okay.
Okay. Oh.
Let me ask the next question. Back into trance, and then I'll walk out and do that while you're answering it, okay?
All right.
This is from Scott in Pennsylvania. Can the sources explain my connection to the Elohim and or the Ra group? And he didn't ask this, but I'll add, if it's okay with you, or any other high group that is working with me.
We are looking at your connection as the aspect of the Ra group and the aspect of the Elohim group are right at this moment uh, available to you, you could have a much deeper connection with both groups. The Ra group is a lower, has lower identity and lower frequencies. The Elohim group, which are both us, have very high high frequencies and not so dense. As you clear patterns from yourself, and as you connect with us and learn connections, you can connect at greater and greater frequencies. We do see that in the past that you have had connections with both Elohim and Ra. In different lifetimes, you have been more connected, say, with the male energy, which would be the more of the Ra energy, and you were have a component of connection with the Elohim. Your connection has been more with the Ra group. As you could read Carla Ruckert and the Law of One, you can begin to identify the energies that are peeking through those words. The Elohim group is a little more elusive in that it is higher frequency and harder to connect with and to track. However, as you connect with this group and you connect with the writings on the spiritchannel.net, you can begin to see the energies of the Elohim. Sometimes as you close your eyes, say right now, we are sending you energies. We see that you have a strong crown chakra and are absorbing some of the higher energies and combined with some of the lower frequencies. As you read, say, some of the Law of One, some of it will you can identify with, and it seems familiar as times in your past lives you have leaned spiritually toward the Law of One information. Whether or not you ran into it, it was a part of your basic beliefs. Thank you.
Would it be also good for him to read The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce?
Chapter 17 of that would be good.
Yeah.
Yes.
Some of the channelings in there are very good.
Yes.
And they are from an aspect of the Ra group, at least that's how I've understood it. And, all right. You know, another thing that can work, and I mean, this has worked for me, course, it's hard to go out in public places now, but if you can find a coffee shop that seats people in the right way, you can sit there just by yourself and ask to bless the people in the room. And when you do that, okay, when I do it, I activate my connection.
This is Terry. I do that too.
Yeah. I activate my connection, and suddenly I can see the light in the room coming down on everyone's head and lifts the vibration of the room, but it also starts to enhance your connection with these groups. And one of the things is, the more you reach to be of service, this is my experience, and do things of service, and that's the service, to walk into a room and bring the light into it and bring the higher realms into it, the more attention they pay to you. That was something that was said in the reincarnation of Edgar Cayce. And the fact that we do this all the time, some people say, I want to channel the Elohim. I want to be a channel. But it's like, if you want to be a channel for the phenomena of it, you may not make a connection. But if you've proven yourself to want to be of service, and there's the potential for a connection, it encourages them, because they want people that are going to make a difference to other people. And it's not about just getting recognition for channeling. If you notice on these calls,
we don't really. We have a connection, a better connection, if the people are service to others and are working towards the benefit of the greater good, and we have a better connection. And they are better able to connect with us.
Yeah. Okay. Next question. This is from Isis. There are currently two types of COVID-19 vaccines out there. The mRNA, which enters the cytoplasm of the cells, and the DNA vaccine, which enters the nucleus of the cells. It had originally been said that a COVID DNA vaccine would be changing your DNA. Now it is being claimed that neither type of vaccine will be doing that. Can you comment if they see potential for the DNA vaccine to alter, change your DNA if taken? And if yes, to what degree, and would it be detrimental to the individual?
We see that the vaccines that are out may not be pure. So be very careful to see that, see what the ingredients are in any vaccine that you may take. And then to answer your question, we see that as the vaccines, the virus moves into the inner part of a cell, it does alter the replication off T cells and the immune system. We recommend watching results before jumping in.
Did you say when the virus enters the cell or when the vaccine enters the cell?
The derivative of the vaccine that enters the cell, which we were referring to as a echo. It would be the echo of the virus, not the virus itself.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so it could be detrimental, yes?
Yes.
Is it something
yes,
that
it could
would
be, and if one has allergies, they should be very careful about taking that. Consult
mm-hmm.
with a very good doctor.
Mm-hmm. It's better to use one of the alternative things. But the thing is, they may put us in the position where they force us to take it, or they say you can't travel if you don't have a vaccine, or something like that.
That is very possible. It has been done before with a number of vaccines. Before one travels to a foreign country, they are given shots.
Mm-hmm. Okay, next question. This is a long one, and it is from, hang on. Okay, I didn't paste it in yet. Let me go back and get it, and I'll come back, okay, with this question. It's from someone in Finland who's asking her first question.
Do you have a name?
Yeah, but somehow I didn't. Hang on. Here it is. I got it. This is from Merja Tika in Finland. And she wrote a long thing here. Let me see if I can read the whole thing. Normally, Merja, I don't have a hard time reading such long introductions. And as you will learn, they don't need to know everything about you to give an answer because they can tune into you. But hello, Wynn and Terry. I find my way to you guys with beautiful synchronicity in the time that was just right for me. I have been listening to the recordings, and I really enjoy the calls and appreciate the work you do. And the energy I've been connecting with there shifted me back on track, so to speak, after long search and times of despair. I can feel the love light in me and radiating out from me, even in the days when my own personal motivation is completely down. So I thank you for your work. And sorry for the long email. The questions are at the end if you don't have time to read all this. I'll read a little more. I've been on the path of spiritual evolution forever. Since very young, I had intuitively the feeling of connectedness of everything and the trust of life carrying me, and always knew that I am here to serve. I first came to know the Law of One about 10 years ago, but life took its turns and gave me plenty of other stuff to chew as well, and I had to make my own inquiry and research before I came to the conclusion that this fits how I see the world and how I have experienced it. I feel there's a deeper reason why I had to write you. I have been listening to the Spiritual Channel archives for 15 months now. I get enthusiastic about all this knowledge, a new way of comprehending things. So it's been an amazing ride. And also, I get so many questions answered when I have been wondering something or discuss these matters with my brother. And after I went on listening to the archive, the topic we have been curious about has been discussed on those randomly picked recordings. And I can really identify many things that you have been talking there with my own experience. For example, I used to travel in Europe when I was younger for some years, and I hitchhiked and worked on the farms and do whatever needed. In a similar way to what you described, Lynn, that time was incredibly full of synchronicities and very connected living. But when I stopped, had kids in relationship, it all started to go bad again, and I felt lost. So I started to examine my patterns of thinking, being, and acting with the Socratic method of questioning to get to know myself and to get rid of the patterns that are harmful to me. You know, I'll make a comment. When I was doing that, and I look back at it now, I realized that I was a wanderer, and I had a fairly high expanded matrix potential. But every time I did something in the world, I would fall into a lower level of pattern, and it was frustrating. I didn't know this at the time. I didn't understand myself. But when I hitchhiked, I managed to let go of all my patterns, and I was able to kind of free fall into my higher matrix, and I could attract all those things. And now I can stay in one place because the work we're doing matches my higher matrix. It calls on it, and I don't feel that craziness of like trying to escape from everything and travel. Okay, so my mind is very doubtful, even after all these years and experiences. Even now, when I feel the energy and feel the effect on my everyday life, how I feel more loving, I still have suspicious feelings that maybe all this is just cause. I cannot survive in the Babylon world, so I've come to this so that I can consolidate myself, that at least I am trying to radiate love light as I cannot do anything else or find my place. And the thing is, I don't want that type of life. I am happy here in the countryside with moderate self-sufficiency and grateful of everyday life. But then my mind goes, like you lose all of your potential just by sitting there. So this conflict haunts me, even when I try to accept myself as I am. So my question is, how can I be of service to others and overcome challenges that come from lack of inner motivation that rises from type 2 bipolar disorder in the depression season? And what can I do to ease the pains in the right side of my body and the dizziness in my head when lying down? Greetings to everyone on the line, and thank you for your love light. Mirja Tika from Finland.
Thank you. You have a beautiful ability to radiate love light from the center, from your center, as a light that projects in all directions from your center. and this is noticed by other people and is something that can bring both you and the other people up tone. In bringing the other people into a higher spiritual feeling, then you also bring yourself up. When it is the winter in Finland, it tends to be a time when there is not as much sun, and it can be a time which just the surroundings can make it drab or harder to stay in a cheery manner or mode. Be sure to take enough vitamin D, as in the winter it is harder to get it. It is a vitamin that comes from the sun interacting with your skin. So be sure to take extra vitamin D in the winter time. There are other vitamins that when your body feels the nutrition flooding into your system, it is it cheers your body. The circulation starts to flow better. And if you exercise, this also helps the circulation to flow. And this movement can cheer you. So when you feel in that mode, you can find another person and send the love light radiating from your center to cheer them. And this will also mutually cheer yourself. You have a beautiful radiating ability to radiate love light and to warm the atmosphere and warm the people around you that you are coming in contact with. You might see if you can find jokes also, which the humor of them, when you find some type of jokes you like, can also cheer your day and help you to get into a more jovial space. We are glad you are joining our call. Joining of our call and the comradeship with others also can help cheer your days and bring you up, and then you can find it easier to radiate this love light, which you do. You have the ability to do. Thank you.
You know, another thing you might do is take a book like The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, probably more so than the raw material, and see if you see another, you know, there's a lot of advanced people that don't know they're advanced. They usually feel alienated and they don't fit in. If you come across one of those people, ask them questions like, do you believe there's another side? You know, get a couple of yeses from them and say, I wanted to loan you this book. It really inspired me. See if it works for you. And that's a great service. And who knows? They might start checking out our website as well. But you have to sound like you're not trying to convert them or make them believe something. Just tell them, you know, this really inspired me. And it's about, you know, this psychic Edgar Cayce. I find that's a common thing that I always start on, because many people who have heard of Cayce will don't even know that book exists. And if they read it, they will have some, they may have some kind of epiphanies on it. And it's just a way to do a quiet service and bring people into the light in a subtle way, you know. In any case, I'm really glad you wrote and that we're, our work is touching you. And it, you know, we've worked really hard to get it to this point. And it's really rewarding to know that we succeed occasionally. And it's 7:57, and we're going to have to go to Whole Planet Healing. And Mark Sonnenberg, ask your other question next week if you want. And Edna and Don, ask your question next week. And Edna and Don, you have to excuse me because sometimes I put off your questions first because you've asked so many, many questions and giving other people opportunity to ask a question. And this is a rare opportunity. If you've never asked a question and you can think of one, it deepens your connection with the sources to ask a question and have them answer it. And on that note, we are going to bring this call to an end. And we say goodbye to everyone listening on BBS. If you want to move forward with us, the Whole Planet Healing, the phone number is 712-770-4340, and the PIN is 250513. And if you didn't get that, you can go to wholeplanethealing.com, and the number is on that website. Okay? So, Heis, can you unmute everybody?
Unmuted.
Thank you from Seattle.
Thank you.
Thank you, Wynn.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll see you all.
Thank you.
Next time.
Thanks, Wynn and Terry.
You're welcome.